Thank you for calling Xvale Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Sandra, how you pick up so fast? That's amazing. This is Tyrone with Best Buy.
How could I assist you?
I know I talked to you before, and man, that was the fastest pickup I ever got ever from XVO.
Well, listen, I'm glad.
Number, or the job number. Really, we're just trying to let the team know they don't need to go. The customer wants to reschedule. That's what this is all about.
Okay, what's that external order number?
0780, F like Fred, 0, A like Apple, and then 7 again.
0780, Foxtrot 0, Alpha 7.
Perfect, perfect.
Thank you.
That's
Let
right.
me place you on a brief hold while I pull up that order.
All right. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you for honing for me. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
That's going to be Michelle Gibson, address 4207 South Long Lake Drive, Portage, Michigan, 49002.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Shows that this is a Best Buy order, and it shows that this order has been rescheduled for March the 25th.
Also, they just moved it by 2 days?
It shows that they called the customer and left them a voicemail informing of the reschedule to March the 25th.
Okay, now I got somebody calling. They might want to even move it out more than that. Hold on, okay? Can you hold on, Sandra?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just a moment. Thank you. Hey, Sandra.
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry to have you holding so long. That 25th is not good either. The woman says she ain't going to hardly need delivery until May. She said they just taking the roof off the house. And they in one part of the house and one part is having the roof come off. So I don't know how you got the 25th, but we knew we didn't want them to come today or the 25th. So that's why I wanted to confirm. I just went on and called the customer. So don't hold anything for the 25th either. When that order go and reschedule, she's going to move it way out to May, she told me.
Do you have a date? Because I have that calendar pulled up. I can get her rescheduled right now.
Well, she said it would be sometime in May. So I don't know what to tell you since I don't have her on the phone anymore. But she did say tomorrow she would call. Is that... And
we can put the order in pending client reschedule. I can reschedule the order right now. Would you like to call her back and ask her exactly what date in May? So we can go ahead and get her rescheduled now.
Is this only for the dishwasher only you talking about?
That's all it shows. This order is for the dishwasher.
Because, see, she got the most of, like, a refrigerator in April. She got an order all over the place. I think she really don't know. She did. She don't really know. I don't know if it makes sense to call her back unless it's a big, big inconvenience for you if I don't.
No, sir, it's not. But I was just informing you since you could talk to the customer. We could get her rescheduled now. But what I can do, since you don't know the exact date, we'll put it in pending client reschedule so they won't come out on the 25th. And she would just have to call
right,
back and get rescheduled.
Right. She definitely don't want the 25th. And that's why I kept you so long. I wanted to make sure there wasn't no confusion about moving it from 23 to 25. And then she's talking about May. And she's not sure because they got a long way to go. That's why she couldn't even pick April yet for sure. Even though
okay.
another
we
part
can,
of her order is on
we
for
can
April.
Just go, sir, we can just go ahead and put this in pending client reschedule. This is my only order that pulled up for her. For a dishwasher. And just let her know when she's ready to contact Best Buy. You all can contact us. We'll get her rescheduled.
That sounds the perfect solution, Sandra. You sound like this actor. Anybody ever told you sound like this actor? It's an actor. She was in this show called Amen. Do you remember that show?
Yes, sir. Amen. That was with Sherman Hensley, George Jefferson.
That woman is,
and
his
daughter was
so
Thelma.
Popular.
I can't remember her name,
Thelma,
but you know,
that's the one.
She played the mom in Fridays.
Have anybody ever told you sound like her at all?
No,
ever?
Sir, not at all. You're the first one, but I thank you for that compliment.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to make a little money doing an imitation, go ahead and get rich.
I'm going to have to try that.
Sandra, I appreciate you.
Oh, you're
Thank
so
you
very
for,
welcome,
for helping
sir.
Me with it today.
No problem. Thank you for calling XP Logistics. You have a good day.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.